This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to break down the tape. Big Bad Film Study with Ken McCusick. Your home for the most Ravens coverage. 105.7 The Fan.
Big Bad Morning Show back here on The Fan. Cordell Woodland here with Ed Norris. No Jeremy, no Rob today. Still with Joe LaCroix behind the glass going into 10 o'clock right here on The Fan. Joining us now via the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline, we got my guy Ken McCusick from Film Study Baltimore. What's going on, Ken? What's up, Ken?
Life's good, Cordell. How about you?
Not bad, man. Appreciate you making some time for us today. And we're right back into that season. It's starting to feel like OTA's going on right now out at the castle. We were out there the other day. Lamar Jackson showed up as well. I know that was a big topic of conversation. We also got to talk to one Lamar, and he expressed how excited he was with this new Todd Monken offense and all the control that he has in this offense, the ability to change the play at the line of scrimmage, change routes, potentially be able to run less. How are you feeling about Lamar's optimism? And I guess a two-part question, is him running less good for the Ravens?
Well, I guess excitement from Lamar Jackson is good, and that's what I really wanted to see after the offseason and all the difficulties, is that he got back to work, that he really is excited about playing, and I think that's certainly a positive in and of itself. As far as what running left really means, I'll reserve judgment till we see.
What about people I've been talking about this morning, Ken, or Ojabo and Owe? Ojabo is kind of, it's almost like having a rookie. He got a little time, but he finished last year. They knew he was going to be redshirted, but now we get him back. What do you think he adds to this pass rush?
Yeah, a lot of speed, a lot of bend. So it'll be exciting to see what he does this year. He and Owe are probably the biggest two upside opportunities the Ravens have. Owe, boy, if he could improve his get off with all of the gifts he brings to the game, if he can stay on the rush side, isn't forced into a Sam role, which is, I think, a really important distinction for him, then I think he's going to be great because he finished the season really strong. Ojabo, we don't know 100% what to expect from him right now, but there's a lot of opportunity. There is a big difference between him and Voorhees, the offensive lineman, the guard they drafted late in this draft, second-round talent they got with essentially a sixth-round 2024 pick. I believe he's going to stay on NFI the whole year is the plan, and they won't lose a year of eligibility, so to speak. They'll still have 4 years of him after that. Ojabo burned a year of eligibility by getting back and practicing with the Ravens last year and playing those 21 snaps. So that's a little unfortunate, but it is what it is.
Ken, sticking with the defensive line, we talked earlier about some of the guys that we're expecting to have bigger years in their second year. And I mentioned Travis Jones primarily because the guys in front of him at Abike and Washington are entering contract years, and the play of Jones may impact the future of those two guys. But when you look at this defensive line, with the interior of the defensive line with those three guys and a healthy Michael Pierce right now, no Calais Campbell, but how are you feeling about this group?
Yeah, I still like it, and I like Travis Jones' increased role. It is a thin group. It's a group I really worry about injuries with in terms of having enough. They got Blackson this week. He's really, I think, more of a camp body, probably a little bit unlikely to make the team. But he's one extra body if something goes wrong anyway. What they have in terms of Travis Jones, I think, is very exciting potentially. And the package I want to see is Travis Jones not used as a nose tackle, but used as a three tech on early downs. I think for Pierce and him at 1 and 3 pose an incredible front in terms of the run game, but they also pose a good opportunity to get early down pass rush by matching Jones up against an opposing guard one-on-one. I think that's where he can deliver some really nice mismatches. And I also think you do better to save a player like Matabike for more obvious passing downs. You know, second and 10, third and six, that sort of thing. And he still will get plenty of snaps in doing that.
What about the safety position? It seems like, you know, after drafting in the first round last year, you know, we see what Kyle Hamilton became as the season went on. It's a pretty deep group, but it seems like there's going to be a lot of realignment because some of them are playing cornerback, including Hamilton, who played like a lot of slot.
Yeah. Hamilton was so great in the slot, and I don't see the Ravens really having anyone to replace him there at this point. Now, they may find somebody else out there on the street. They may figure it out from among the many bodies they've had, and we made the point on the show before that they just have a lot to sift through at cornerback to figure who's where. But three of the better players are sitting there at safety. It'd be a shame if Geno Stone, for example, loses playing time to a underperforming cornerback, in particular a slot cornerback, when Hamilton is such a good solution there. But that said, you know, like Humphrey, using him at slot corner isn't necessarily the best place for him. That might be the case with Hamilton, too. So it's a complex situation they're going to have to sort themselves through.
Sticking with this secondary, you know, cornerback was their biggest need going into the draft. You can make the argument it's still their biggest need today. During OTAs, they added Rock-Ya Sin. We've heard the rumors maybe that Marcus Peters is still in the mix as well. But a guy that we're not talking a lot about, Trayvon Mullen, who's on this team, and he's another one that's, you know, got a couple of years under his belt. Nobody really knows what to expect from him. Could he be a guy that inserts himself into the rotation?
Yeah, I think that's possible. I think, you know, if you're looking for a fourth or fifth cornerback, I think Trayvon Mullen certainly fits the needs physically. He's 6'2", 200, so kind of prototype outside corner side. He doesn't do anything for you in the slot, so he wouldn't replace Hamilton there, for example. I wouldn't want him to be the club's third cornerback. I think that would be kind of weak. And unfortunately, I would say the same thing about several other players, Brandon Stevens, who I know there's talk about him moving back to safety at this point. We'll see how that shakes out. I wouldn't want JAD to be the third corner. I think, you know, a lot of these things would be a little bit scary going into the season if it were any of those guys. But Mullen is probably the front runner to get some playing time this year if some things went wrong.
What about the wide receiver core? There was a, you know, problem. They addressed it for sure. How do you feel about, you know, Bateman, Flowers, Beckham? I mean, all these guys that have, you know, being added here.
Yeah, I mean, with both Bateman and Beckham, I think there are health issues that aren't quite answered yet. We'll see, you know, as time moves on. But Bateman, obviously, coming off a Lisfranc injury, the length of time between, you know, when you get back on the field is shorter than when you get back and you're at full strength. And Bateman is the Ravens' most important receiver. He's the only real guy they have who's an ex-receiver, obviously, runs the full route tree, stands to benefit tremendously from Flowers. Now, Flowers is terrifically important as well because he's the deep threat who can uncover a lot of space underneath, and I think that's central to Beckham. You know, I know people don't like my opinions on Odell Beckham, but just generally speaking, I'd say if he could be a good teammate, be a good mentor, you know, not press for a ton of snap count this year, and if his play presses for the snap count, fantastic. If he you know, wants more snap count because he doesn't feel like he's on the field enough, that wouldn't be the best of things. I think he needs to accept the role as it falls to him from these young receivers.
Ken, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you making some time for us this morning. Let the people know how they can follow you and find your work.
All right. Thanks, Cordell. I'm at Ravens. I'm at Film Study Ravens on Twitter, rather, and it's filmstudybaltimore.com is the website.
Happy birthday as well, my man. I don't know if it's today, but it's this weekend, right?
I appreciate it. It's the 31st, yes.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, I know it's coming up.
It's my wedding anniversary. Happy birthday. There we go.
Ken, too, have man. A great weekend, man. We'll talk again next week.
Take it easy, guys.
Take it easy, man.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.